Bovada complies with MGCB's cease and desist order. The owner of online casino Bovada, Harp Media, appears to have withdrawn from the Michigan gambling market following a cease and desist order from the Michigan Gaming Control Board, MGCB. The FAQ section on the website of Bovada now lists Michigan under the "Which countries are restricted?" question. Also listed are the states Colorado, Delaware, Maryland, Nevada, New Jersey, and New York. Also contained in the FAQs is information about how players in restricted states can make withdrawals. Members are advised to contact Bovada's customer support to learn how to receive their money via cryptocurrency transfer. Harp Media was sent the cease and desist letter by the MGCB on May 29. The letter informed the operator that it was in breach of the Michigan Lawful Internet Gambling Act, the Michigan Gaming Control and Revenue Act, and the Michigan Penal Code, and that it had 2 weeks to respond. Other states to follow suit. The MGCB has responded to Bovada's withdrawal with optimism. It said that the listing of Michigan as a restricted territory is a good indication that the operator is taking the issue seriously. However, Lisa Keith, a spokeswoman for the MGCB, said that the regulator would continue to monitor Bovada. Bovada has been criticized by several regulators for offering its services in jurisdictions where it is unlicensed. There have been reports that Connecticut has taken similar actions against Harp Media, and industry analysts believe that more states will follow. Michigan enjoying strong growth. The Michigan iGaming industry has been thriving since the market was regulated, leading to significant growth and success for both operators and players. Additionally, the state's lottery sector is also flourishing, with numerous players experiencing life-changing wins. A few weeks ago, one lucky player was thrilled to win a $100,000 second chance prize, showcasing the exciting opportunities available. Moreover, a second fortunate individual won a staggering $7.2 million jackpot after following advice from his father regarding lottery numbers. Furthermore, a third person celebrated a substantial win of $100,000 from the Fantasy 5 lottery, highlighting the diverse avenues for winning in Michigan's dynamic gambling landscape.